This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Bucks, Cakes, and JP. Got the Cakes Classic tonight. You can join Cakes and his son, who turns 21, at MGM National Harbor for the Cakes Classic this evening.
Love to see you there. Cards in the air at 7:15 tonight.
Right now, though, we wanted to touch on the latest in the Commander Stadium saga. We're hoping that it'll go to RFK. It seems like a deal is in place, but the city council seems to be sitting on their hands, or maybe not really liking the deal. Here's D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser on with Kevin Sheehan.
Level of concern, 5, you're really concerned about this deal getting done. 0, you've got zero concern. Our football team's going to be playing in a brand new stadium on the RFK site by the year 2030. Where are you today?
that's a good question. Listen, I'm concerned right now that everybody buckle down and get to work. I'm not concerned about our deal. Our deal is solid. It pays off for D.C. And at the end of the day, I think everybody wants the same thing. So I would put my level of concern, because, you know, when you're a big city mayor, you're concerned about everything. I'll put it at a 4.
That's pretty high.
4 seems pretty high.
There's only 5. One number higher.
That's like saying, what's your DEFCON level? You're at 2. Yep. The only place you can go that's worse is 1.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't think
she's
that's
not
very,
in a good space.
I don't think that's very encouraging. That's basically her saying to the council, you guys better, you know, get on board. Let's get this thing done before this train pulls out of the station.
I think the majority of the concern doesn't necessarily come that the deal will just all of a sudden be lost.
Yeah.
I think it comes with the timeline of it.
The date. That's what I was thinking too.
I think a lot of people, including Mayor Bowser and the Commander's brass, want to have the stadium ready to go for that 2031 Women's World Cup.
Right.
And
the 2030 Commanders season.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think they view that 2031 Women's World Cup as a huge must-have.
Yeah.
To be super profitable and early on. And the delays that are going on with the back and forth between the council members and the mayor seem to be putting that on the back burner. Everyone's fearful that these delays are going to cause the Women's World Cup to kind of pass by
yeah.
RFK Center.
So maybe they don't open it until 31 or maybe even 32.
Right. You know what's crazy is when they built FedEx, which I think originally was called Redskins, or it was called Jack Kent Cooke Stadium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then it became Redskins Stadium when Snyder bought it and he quickly sold the rights to FedEx. All right. I believe that was cranked out in less than 2 years.
I don't remember.
It was derided for being subpar throughout its lifetime.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, even though the Harris Group has poured money into it to try to improve it because
I mean there was water spilling out of the pipes onto the crowd. Like
that, I mean, years later.
Trust me, it showed that that was a rush job for a stadium. Like every time they ranked where do you want to go see an NFL game, FedEx Field would either come in last place or 31st or 30th consistently.
But we didn't feel that way when they first built it. We did the first show from there.
We did.
They started to build on March 13th, 1996. And they played the first game on September 14th, 1997.
So that's a year. That's not even 2 years.
Right.
That's a year and a half.
That's kind of surprising.
Like you think they put.
I didn't realize it went up so quick.
You think they put up SoFi in a year and a half? You think they built Allegiant Stadium in Vegas from the ground up in a year and a half? I'm going to guess that those timelines were much longer.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't a year and a half.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't put up a really nice stadium in a year and a half.
Correct.
It's just impossible to do. So the mayor does it. Yeah. I mean, if she's a 4 out of 5.
I mean, if the mayor's coming out and saying that it's a 4 on a 5 scale, I'd be pretty concerned about the deal, like getting pushed down the road.
Because I don't know, 2 months ago, she was probably at a 0 or a 1.
Yeah. Like, but to be at a 4 and it's early July.
And there was such enthusiasm, too, for the team going to RFK. I don't think it's in doubt. I tend to agree with Valdez. But if you're worried about this, give us a call at 800-636-1067. Or do you just think this is the machinations of the government?
Well,
the way that the government works. It's a slow process. Eventually, it's going to get done.
So what's different between, I guess, this and, let's say, the Caps and Wizards moving to Alexandria is that the city has a term sheet that's already signed with the team. So it's hard, much harder to back out and go somewhere else.
Right.
It's almost like a signed contract that it's at that site. But that contract could be void if there is a delay, if the delay extends too much.
Right.
Then all of a sudden the window of the contract is out. Now what the council members are disagreeing on, well, number one, the budget, and this is considered a budget item, was submitted later than it was supposed to. And the council members want to cross their T's, dot their I's, go through it with a fine-tooth comb, make sure the deal is good for both sides. So they're gonna resubmit it to the mayor, and the mayor might have to go through that and then resubmit it back and forth. That's where the major delays come.
Yeah, I was going to say that takes weeks, if not months.
So supposedly there's going to be a vote on this on the 21st, and they should submit the council members should submit their counter offers to the mayor and to the commanders by that date.
So
some of those counter measures are parking, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Who controls the land? Are they leasing the land to Josh Harris? Also labor unions, the council members want to use, you know, certain unions to do the job. It's a very complicated process that the city is using $2.7 billion.
Here's my question though. Why does it, if they want to hit 2030, why should it take so much time? All right. If you want to say that the construction of Northwest Stadium, which first was Jack Kent Cooke Stadium, then Redskins Stadium, then FedEx Field, and now is Northwest Stadium, is an outlier. Okay, that's fine. Most of these stadiums aren't being built in a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's an absurd timeline looking back on it. It's almost unbelievable. It's like you got to double check it. But they built that thing in March of 96. They said, we're going to have it ready by the start of next season. And then in week two in 1997, they had a game there. Like it was that quick.
So you're
basically
thinking it
should
take 3 years?
So
four
Allegiant
years?
Stadium took 3 years. It's in November 2017. and it was finished in July 2020. So technically less than 3 years.
I don't know.
So why are we panicking? Is it because of the stupid asbestos? Like what? Why is it? Is it going to take 5 years to construct?
I think they're worried about just the legal wranglings, getting permits, and staying on a timeline to have everything done by 2030.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're saying it's going to take 5 years once they put the first shovel in the ground to complete it. I just think there's a process that we don't understand and we can't comprehend. There's a lot of stuff has to happen, and it's probably going to take 5 years for it all to get done.
It's not like a book report where you can kind of fake your way through it on the night before you got to turn it in.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. I mean, the actual construction probably would only take 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, but it's all the hurdles and the agreements and getting the council on board and doing it on a proper timeline to get you to that 2030 date that they, I'm sure Josh Harris and his other owners are thinking, well, that date's probably in peril now.
Right.
Unless the vote comes in the next couple of weeks.
And look, when they've built FedEx, all they did was build the stadium, and obviously they had to create parking lots.
Right.
But at the new RFK, they're going to have to put up a lot of other structures around it.
Right, they're going to have to take care of parking, the mixed-use retail, the housing.
Yeah,
the,
I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff.
But that'll sports complex is going to go there as part of it. There's a lot of other
moving parts. There's a lot of construction.
Yeah, but that eventually happens, much like it did here in Nats Park. All I'm saying is, it was a year and a half back then. If you go to Allegiant Stadium, that was 3 years. I wouldn't panic. 800-636-1067. Let's go to the phones.
All right, let's go to Kevin. He's calling in from D.C. What's up, Kevin? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning. I think I got 2 points. The one problem is I think the council's already upset about the money they spent to keep the Wizards and the Capitals in. And number two, when we talk about them other stadiums, they were built from the ground up. You have to do a lot of renovating at RFK before you can throw the new stadium up as well. So I think that's why you get the extra year and a half, 2 years on a five-year timeline.
Are you concerned?
Not at all.
So you think it's still going to happen?
I'm more concerned about Terry coming back than the stadium deal.
All right.
Yeah, I'm guessing you speak for most Commanders fans. That's probably the case. All right, let's go to Kevin. He's calling in from Maryland.
I think the timeline is more concerning for the council members and the mayor and the team than it is for the fans of the team. Because if Commanders fans don't really care if Harris or the city get the revenue from the 2031 Women's World Cup, right? Doesn't seem to bother any of the fans.
No, they're okay with wherever the stadium winds up, whenever it happens. They just want the team to win and Jaden Daniels to keep helping them rack up dubs.
I don't agree with that. I think that they want the team in the city. And we know
some do, but
we know the reaction when the bill first passed and it looked like the Commanders are going to be moving to the RFK site. The reaction was very positive.
Right. All right, let's go to Kevin in Maryland. Kevin, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
What's going on, Junks? It's Kevin. How y'all doing?
Good,
listen, I'm not concerned at all. The honeymoon's over. The nostalgia of moving back to D.C. was nice, but they're gonna screw this up. It's like Wes Moore is just sitting there quiet. No one's heard from Wes Moore because he's like, yep, I'm just going to kick in my legs and just wait for D.C. to muck this up, and then they'll come running back to me. So if it ends up in Maryland, I don't mind because FedEx Field is in my backyard. I go right straight to the stadium. I'm a season ticket holder, so it's 5 minutes from the stadium, so I wouldn't mind it being back at the FedEx site.
How long have you been a season ticket holder?
12 years. This is Kevin from Lanham. I've been going for 12 years.
Got you.
Season ticket at FedEx Field, man. But listen, it's the nostalgia is over. It was what it was. It made everything look like we were going back. But, you know, plus they're getting rid of tailgating and everything else. So, you know, whatever. I'm over the D.C. site now at this point.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Yeah, he sounds fine with it staying in Maryland or, you know, them fumbling the RFK site and it potentially just staying either in Landover or, again, that gigantic parcel of land where Six Flags is no longer going to be after, I think, November they closed down could also be another. I mean, I brought that up a few months ago. Like, Maryland has some options if the D.C. thing falls through, if the RFK site doesn't happen.
Going back to when they built Northwest Stadium. So this is 1996 and 1997. I know what you say now is, yeah, they built this piece of crap. but it was received as a modern, state-of-the-art stadium at the time.
Okay, but this is 30 years ago.
I know, but my point is, like, they put a state-of-the-art stadium together in a year and a half.
JP, a lot has changed in the last 30 years in labor laws. You had the incident in Miller Park in Milwaukee where they were trying to do a rush job and three construction workers died on the crane. A lot has changed. There's a reason why these things take. You can't just chat GPT a stadium overnight. It takes. There's a whole process. And
I understand that. That's why I brought up Allegiant.
That wasn't 1 year.
I said it was less than 3 years.
Okay, well, that's different. You're saying a year and a half.
I'm bringing up different examples. I'm countering what Cake said about it being a dump. At the time, it was recognized as modern and state of the art.
Here's what it was. It was modern compared to RFK, because even back then, RFK was falling apart.
The land was also open there in Vegas.
Right.
There was nothing there. They just start building.
Yeah, it's a desert.
It's a desert, yeah.
You can do whatever you want out there.
Right, but no one's saying it's going to take 5 years to start the build and complete the build.
Right.
But you got to go through all the paperwork. In Las Vegas, you have no idea when they started to talk to the city about, you know, finding the land and then agreeing to the builders and agreeing to all the laws and changing the laws. We have no idea.
Now, SoFi,
it could have taken another year and a half.
SoFi took almost 4 years.
Yeah, there you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, so longer timeline for a better stadium. And that's what, like, Josh Harris and his team, they want to build the best stadium in the NFL. Mm-hmm. That's going to take longer than a year and a half or 2 years.
Yeah, it's going to take a minimum 3 years.
All right, let's go to Tailgate Ted. Apparently, he went to his stadium discussion last night. He's very plugged in. What's up, Tailgate?
Not much, Jones. How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
What's up?
So, got invited to a smaller game with the West, and the team had some different talking about this.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Got to find a good spot.
Try and clear him up.
Yeah.
And Tailgate Ted was where last night? Was that a meeting?
Some sort of small stadium discussion. I don't know if it was like a city meeting. I don't think that was the case.
All right, let's try and go back to him.
I think he's actively talking to Drab. There we go. We got him back. Tailgate.
Ted, what's
up? Sorry, guys. So went to an event last night the team had with some D.C. residents over Northwest, and they had the lead architect there, and I'm going to butcher names, so I'm not even going to try, but one of the gentlemen that's in charge of basically working with D.C. City Council. And as a D.C. resident myself, I definitely had some concerns about all this happening, especially also as a season ticket holder, but they addressed everything I was worried about. Right, the taxpayer dollars for D.C., you guys have talked about it, it's going to the infrastructure, and that needs to happen regardless of anything. So the council and the mayor, they're acting like children fighting in the Washington Post and talking to each other through Kevin Sheehan. I mean, this grandstanding and the fact that Mendelsohn is trying to push this vote out until after they go to recess and not actually talk to people, it's almost like the mayor is forcing us to vote on July 15th. And you know what? it's our timeline, not hers. So we're going to vote later on, but we're just going to get it done anyway when we want to do it, not when you want us to do it.
Ted, what's your concern level, 0 to 5?
I'd say a 2 at this point. Okay. And I mean, the council knows that something has to be done. And, you know, Mark Seagraves was on talking with J.P. Finley saying that Donald Trump will get involved. The government will get back involved if the council doesn't get their act together, saying that we're just going to receive what we talked about. It's federal land, and that stadium has to happen. And they don't want that to happen because it's an election year. So I think a lot of this is just grandstanding and not letting the mayor win per her deadline. That wouldn't surprise me if they just voted on July 16th instead of the 15th just to make the mayor look bad.
All right, thanks, All Tailgate. Right. Appreciate it.
All right, let's take a break. We're reaching out to Commanders fans. Are you concerned that this stadium deal is not going to get done? Like Mayor Bowser sounds like she's very concerned on a level of 0 to 5. She's at a 4. That's what she told Kevin. 1-800-636-1067. Taking more of your calls, Commander fans, when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.